Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Welcome to Building Better Workflows, Getting Paid. So the first suggestion I have is to buy the American Academy of Pediatrics 2024 or current year, wherever we are in this process, Coding for Pediatrics manual, and read the chapters on mental and behavioral health coding. You can also check out Pediatric Meltdown episode number 91 with Jenna Vallejo and John Price on financing mental health. Finally, in the workbook, the Building Better Workflows workbook, you can check out the billing and coding guidelines that will help. So let's dive into some specifics. So first of all, code for time using your E&M codes. Those are the 99213 to 99215 for established patients and 99203 to 99205 for new patients. Include everything you do. Documentation. If you make a phone call to a teacher or a therapist within that day of seeing the patients, you can include that. If you call your child psychiatry access program to discuss the case with a child psychiatrist, you can include that time. When you're doing a well visit and you also go a step beyond and address a mental health concern, use modifier 25. This would indicate that there's a significant and separately addressed issue, and then you add your appropriate E&M code for the well visit. You can use code 99417 for extended time for each additional 15 minutes beyond the required time for the primary E&M code. So again, if you're doing a suicide risk assessment and you've done the full time allotment for a 99215 and this has taken you an hour and a half, bill for those additional amounts of time. Codes 99408 and 99409 can be used for an initial brief assessment and intervention for alcohol or substance use of at least 15 minutes. So if you're going to be talking with a patient about motivational interviewing for reducing their alcohol use or substance use, that would be included. Code 99484 is a care management code for behavioral health conditions of at least 20 minutes of clinical staff time directed by you or another qualified health professional per calendar month. So if you're managing somebody who has chronic depression and you're doing follow-up calls, you can use this monthly code to indicate that you are managing this chronic condition. Don't forget 96127 for mental health screens and 96110 for developmental screens. The payments may be small, and for Medicaid reimbursement and payment, it's really small, but it can add up and it acknowledges your work. Other kind of creative things is a group session, for example, psychoeducation for ADHD. And again, check out that episode number 91 where Jenna talks about some of those things that they've done in their practice. If you have any other questions and want to run something by me, let's talk about it and set up a call on the pediatricmeltdown.com website and get paid for the time that you spend. This is important stuff. I think ultimately this is going to take advocacy and change at the payer level to pay us for the work that we are doing. When it takes just a few minutes to do treatment for a wart versus the time that we put in to assess a patient who has suicidal ideation, I mean, that's just wrong. You can also join the Council on Healthy Mental and Emotional Development, or COMED, and they will be looking at advocacy for these mental health conditions and mental health issues that we confront on a day-to-day basis. So thanks for listening to this episode, and please join me for the next episode when we talk about measure outcomes. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.